Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Wow, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy Love Month. And thriving again in 2010 is the theme of the Dr. Pat Show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we are so thrilled that we get to chat with you each and every week a bunch of times and loving every moment of it. So this month, our theme is loving again in 2010. And today, we've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about health. We're going to be talking about wellness. We're going to be talking about superfoods. We're going to be talking about what we can learn to green our planet. And I want to just start by giving kudos to Bradford Rand. Bradford Rand won, he ran one of the most successful Go Green Expos in January in Los Angeles. Go Green Expo hit LA, took the town by storm. And we'll be talking about some of, what you can discover by looking at the amazement of people. What are some of the things people are creating? Why are they creating these things? And what does this truly mean? Later on in the show, we'll talk about how you can step out into the world and pay it forward. Share what you learn. Talk to others about what's important to them. And at the same time, clearly live your life's passion. Well, there are a couple things that I know. When you have a dream and when you have a vision for the world, there is one thing that you do and do extraordinarily well. And that is you wake up each day and decide what you're going to do to move closer to your vision and your dream. The passion pours out of every cell in your body. It is the sweat of the sweetness of life that you get to experience by knowing that you have a dream. And you may not have all the answers. You may not know exactly how things are going to turn out, but you know that somehow, some way, you just can't let go of this idea you might have. Whether it's a radio show, whether it's a product, whether it's a service that you're providing, there is something extraordinary about what you do and how you do it. And so today, we're going to be talking about a number of extraordinary things. And most importantly, what is it about 2010 that will enable you to fully step into your passion? I got to listen to a show that I had done a year or so ago with a dear friend of mine who is no longer with us, Pete Siegel. And I got to listen to him talk about the power, the purpose, and the passion of life. And what does it mean to step courageously through the doorway of your dreams? And I certainly don't know exactly what motivated Pete every day or what kind of got him jazzed about his life. But what I do know is that when you are absolutely amazed, you come up with a number of compelling arguments to live life full out. And so one of the things that I listened to in these interviews was embracing the faith invincible. Embracing the faith invincible. So you make life and you say yes to it. And you say yes to you. So this is part of the journey that we get to take. And what I love about this is that we get to explore the many ways, the many times that we say no and say no to life. Yesterday was a very interesting day. I was able to gather with some friends and in probably a very non-traditional way have friends over to watch the Super Bowl. And I think most of it was very exciting for people, whether you are a New Orleans Saints fan or you are a Colts fan. The game was exciting. But one of the things that we got jazzed about, and I'm going to date myself, was the halftime show. And for a moment, I had forgotten a part of my life. And what did it mean to see the Who? To see the Who singing. And I took myself back to a time in my life when I was very young, and the Who was touring this country, and they weren't quite known yet, but they were touring the country, and they ended up in a high school, playing at a high school in New Jersey, and I happened to go to that. And it was the first time I had ever seen something quite like that. Guitar smashing across the stage, you know, music energizing and still for the time representative of the 60s and 70s, more like the 70s actually. And yet at the same time, I reflected back and I thought, how could or how does one endure? How does one create a legacy that continues to go on and on and on? You know, how do we create a life that is absolutely filled with what we want to create? How do we start living as the maximum you that you are? How do we activate the mind, the power, and supercharge our lives? And it was kind of interesting as I got to watch and listen and think to myself, you know, what is it that one creates? Now, according to what PR people would say, this band, The Who, had a dream. They had pretty much accomplished everything and anything. Millions and millions of records they sold. And as a matter of fact, you can't turn on CSI Miami without being reminded of The Who, because that is their theme, one of their theme songs. But they hadn't quite achieved the Super Bowl. They hadn't quite achieved playing in front of that many millions and millions and millions of people. And so their dream, or a chapter in their journey, came to be. So the question then becomes for all of us, you know, do we have a Super Bowl dream of our own? And this is the question for 2010. This is what the Dr. Pat Show is really going to explore. You know, what are the dreams that we have? You know, what are some of the things that we can look at in our lives and know? So each of us gets to take that journey and ask ourselves the question, what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What would you say to him? What would you do? What would you create? What would you make better in your life? What would you let go of? And so these questions then become most incredible aspect of our day. They become the life force. They become the thing that we do most. I want to just share a story with you because I think it's an important story. And I heard a couple of jokes about this, that I'm not really great at telling jokes, but I am pretty good at telling a story. You know, I was sitting and watching the play between this 100-pound Rottweiler and this 2-year-old amazing child yesterday. And I was watching the child and the dog, and then you couldn't help watch the adults in the room. And you could tell that this was the first time these two had ever met. Little Cassidy and Brandy the Rottweiler. And when you take a look at Brandy from the surface, she is a very big dog, and she is clearly a dog that most people would be afraid of. But honestly, she's a cream puff. And so it was amazing to watch this 2-year-old sweetness, this amazing Cassidy, this child that is nothing but joy, walk right up to this 100-pound dog with nothing but love and excitement and welcome and opening. And then the adults showed up. And what did the adults bring? They brought fear. They brought concern. They were hovering and pulling the dog back. And one knows that, you know, you don't really want to try to pull a Rottweiler back because all they'll want to do is lunge. And concern. And then the dog barked and little Cassidy got scared and she jumped up in her grandma's lap. And then jumped down again and walked towards Brandy again. And so what is it that we can learn from this sweetness of a child and the power of this Rottweiler that will help us live life full out? Okay, let me tell you a couple things that I think we all learned. We all agreed we were going to basically ignore them. And I watched, you know, a couple of the adults walk outside with the dog. I watched Brandy walk outside and I watched Cassidy walk outside. And when you watch this two-year-old, and she just turned two, and you watch this two-year-old, and you watch this three-year-old Rottweiler play in the yard and just throw the ball and run back and forth and just be with each other, what is it we learn from that relationship? What is it we learn from two souls that are so absolutely pure that the only thing that really brings them together is a caring for each other, one that can't even be described? Never met each other, but an immediate caring, a bonding, a connection. And what I know I learned is how fear can step up and get in the way of love in so many ways. Now, I'm not saying that if you are the grandma or the mom of this two-year-old daughter, then you're not going to be a little bit aware. Or if you're not the owner of this 100-pound Rottweiler, that you're not going to be or show some caution. But what did we learn as the day went on, as the night went on? One of the things that we learned, and this is how you answer the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? What you would do is you would definitely look at your life and find out what absolutely compels you. And in that moment of time, even for a brief couple of hours, that young woman, that young girl, that amazing Cassidy, and what can we learn about all of that? And here's what you learn. You learn to trust. You learn to look at a situation and say, there's something that's going on here absolutely is incredible. What can you learn from life that's about trust? Here's what we learned yesterday. We learned that a bond in a relationship gets created between people and animals, you know, between others, between so many. That's what we could learn. The other thing that we learn is, what does trust really mean? Does trust mean that you unconditionally step into a situation and don't look back? Or does it mean you have some caution, some reservation, but you move beyond that? You know, I remember a story, and I want to share this. I used to, as a young child, I used to love to go to the movies. And I remember being 8, 9 years old, and the only way I would be able to get to the movie is if I got there myself. And in part of the conversation had to do with getting up, moving forward, and getting on my bicycle and riding about 5 miles up a very steep hill. A very steep hill. At the end of the day, what is it that we learn about love and life? Well, we learn that we could turn it on or turn it off at any time. We learn that most of us live life, and we live life full out without reservation and without caution. But every once in a while, we get to be like that kid that I was back when I was 8 or 9 years old. And sometimes you go to see a scary movie, and one of the things that I would do is I wouldn't leave the movie. I would like to stay there, be on the edge of my seat. And I would put my hands up over my eyes, and I would just put my hands up and just peek through my fingers so I could just see a little of it, but I didn't want to see it all. But I felt protected. If I could only just see a little of it, and I didn't have to see it all, then I would be okay. I could sort of monitor my fear, monitor what I would take in. I would monitor what I would leave in, but I wouldn't leave because I wanted to be there. I wanted to see this. Well, watching a Rottweiler and a two-year-old is a learning experience all itself. And as the day went on, what we all discovered was that there was a bond between this amazing dog and this beautiful child that no adult can ruin. That there was a bond that many of us wish we had immediately, instantaneously in our lives with so many people. And what we all learned was that you and I, all of us, get to reflect back on what it's like to be a two-year-old or three-year-old or young at heart but open in spirit. And that's what loving again in 2010 is all about. You know, when I think about what happened as the day went on, and believe me, anybody that's ever spent any time together with the Super Bowl, you know, you get what the longness of the day is about. The energy shifted from the relationship between this amazing child who just could not get enough of this dog and the dog could not get enough of her, pulling the dog's tail, sitting there as the dog, this 100-pound big dog is chewing on its big leather, whatever it was chewing on. We all got to learn to relax. So what was the greatest caution of the moment of the day, are either one of these going to get hurt? Will this child get hurt? It shifted from worry, concern, and hurt to more about, will this Rottweiler win the fight for the food? And so when we think about our lives and the steps that we take, how many things are we worrying about that need no worry? How many questions are coming up in our mind every day about what we want to do, and so we do nothing? You know, what is it about all of our lives that we can think about, we can look at, that will enable us to make sure that we are at the top of whatever we're doing? And so the lesson that gets learned, a gathering, whether it's a Super Bowl, the lesson that we learn from a two-year-old is a lesson that I hope we don't forget. And it is the lesson of unconditional love and the joy that sparks our heart. In that moment, in that day, the answer to Cassidy's question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail, was simple. I want to play with the dog. I want to play with the dog. That's simple. How many of us have questions, have answers to the question, what would you do if you knew you could not fail, that are so simple, that are broken down exactly at that place? I know you have it. I know we all have it. And the question then becomes, what is stopping you from doing it? And so as I watch this beautiful, young, two-year-old, bold, amazing child, happy, joyful, running around the living room, running around in the backyard, throwing the ball, hitting the dog with the ball, it reminded me of the joy that every single one of us deserves in life. The question then becomes, are you ready to go get it? Let's take a short break. I hope you contemplate that. And with the joy of a youngster and the amazement of this amazing dog, Brandy, that you create a partnership with yourself in life that will get you to the place you want to go. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Amazement is sort of a word that I'm kind of stuck on today. And every day I start my day by thinking about what I want to talk about, what I want to do. And clearly we go through a lot of trouble to line people up for the show and make sure we're getting you the messages that you want to have. And that's what we've got going on for you today. I want to make sure you have our website. Sign up for a newsletter and then you can find out in advance about what up for us by going to www.thedrpatshow.com. And if you want, sign up for the newsletter. You could also go to drpatlive.com to sign up for the newsletter, and we'll make sure that you get all of the information before most people do, because that's what we do. You know, one of the things that I was very struck by was thinking about what it means to be on a healing journey. And I pull a card every day. Every day, you know, I have a prayer buddy that I sit with and set my day and set my intention for the day. And so we go through a ritual of what do our angel cards say? You know, what are our spirit cards say? And, you know, and part of that is stepping into either guidance or messages or whatever that looks like for you. Today I pulled an interesting card. And the card that I pulled was the Badger card. And the badger is known for being aggressive, and it's an aggressive medicine. And it talks about what it means to persevere, to push through. You know, what does it mean to have that badger energy that makes you walk through life in a different way? And so as we were reading these cards and what they mean, one of the things it pointed out, which is part of my journey as well, is information about how we heal. Now, the badger medicine is an aggressive medicine, and what's aggressive about it is, you know, knowing that each and every one of us can, for sure, fulfill a life, and fulfill it most importantly. And so, I think that for us, we not only get to say yes, but we all get some of that badger energy. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about it. Generally, when you pull a card like badger, you know, what happens is you get that information, and part of what you do get is you think, oh, I'm not aggressive. That's not something I want. I don't want that energy. I don't want. But, you know, part of this, and is that we need to have that. We need to be able to have that energy that badger brings to us. So what is it we can learn about the energies in our lives that make things work for us or work or not work for us? Here's what I learned about this. One of the things I'm reminded about, and I talked about this earlier in the show, Jay and I were talking during break, about what it was like to put our hands up over our face and look between our fingers. Because we don't want to be completely scared, but we do want to be a little scared. It's kind of an interesting thing when you're a kid. You know, you don't want to be completely scared, but you just want to be a little scared. And, you know, you just kind of approach it. And so it's kind of like watching what I shared earlier, Cassidy and Brandy. Cassidy had this great relationship with Brandy until Brandy barked. Now here you have this dog that has a very deep, loud Rottweiler bark. And so what are the barks that show up in our lives that cause us to step away from our badger medicine, to step away from that aggressive nature that we need to fulfill our dreams sometimes? You know, what is it about the bark in life that, you know, loud, deep, big now 100-pound dog has a voice? It has a voice. And yet the voice scared this little, not so little, but scared this two-year-old. But not for very long. And so to watch what happens as we fight or we flee, it's fight or flight. And this relationship, and watching this, and watching Cassidy's perseverance in the moment, because she's so drawn to having what she wanted, and that is a relationship with this dog, should be a lesson for all of us. So, did she get afraid? Absolutely. There is no question about that. Did she jump into her grandma's lap? Absolutely. Did Brandy stop barking? No. Because this dog wanted nothing more than to continue to play with this amazing two-year-old. But all of the adults in the room were tense. They were afraid. They saw something that this two-year-old didn't see. But it didn't stop her. And so when I think about the aggression, I think about badger energy or medicine. You know, what I think about is being reminded that we have the power, the potential, and the tools for every one of us to step out, for every one of us to heal our own bodies, for every one of us to look at our lives and endure what seems impossible. But here's what we all learned yesterday. We learned that fear, in the most clear way, causes stress, causes tension, and causes worry. And so think about what's going on or what might be happening in your life that in this moment is stopping you from living life full out. You know, that's stopping you from reaching for your dream. That's stopping you from having relationships that you would otherwise want to have. And so as I watched and clearly wasn't really interested in certain parts of that football game that was on, that we know as the Super Bowl, what all of us got to experience is complete joy. Absolutely joy and happiness. And not one time did this 100-pound dog take out this lightweight two-year-old. Not once. Running back and forth 20, 30 feet. Back and forth, chasing a ball. Not one time was there any sign of aggression. Not one time did this 100-pound dog jump up on this two-year-old. Not one time. And whatever was going on in the minds of the people around, or the minds of the people that were there, eventually took a back seat. And so, what is it in your life that needs to take a back seat? If we go to thriving again in 2010, then we need to move to a back seat. We need to move things back. And so badger doesn't give up. They are the finest healers. They ensure healing. They do not give up on the critically ill. They also tell us not to be meek in trying to reach our goals. So are you willing to sit back and wait for the world to deliver your silver spoon? Or are you ready to be aggressive enough to do something about your present situation? And if we could learn from a two-year-old named Cassidy and a 100-pound Rottweiler, what would we learn? We learned that both of them got exactly what they wanted. They wanted to play together. Yep. Even though this 100-pound Rottweiler, the only thing that she could do was bark, they wanted to play together. And so they embarked on a journey that most people at that moment in that room didn't necessarily want them to embark on. But they became best friends. And they did it beyond the obstacles that were present. They did it beyond the choke collar that may have initially been put on this Rottweiler to hold her back. They did it despite, you know, this two-year-old wanting to pull this dog's tail and, you know, pull the chew toy out of her mouth, as slimy as it was. They did it beyond whether or not, you know, Brandy got into the chocolate. And so what became an initial confrontation, a day of stress, became a day of the badger. So each of us has to be aggressive enough to change our present situation. That's what badger medicine calls in. We use badger medicine to keep grounded and centered in the process. And what did we all learn from this relationship? We learned, all of us or any of us, being grounded in the moment that we're in, we become nothing but a bag of nerves. And so as you sit in the movie of your life, make sure you don't cover your eyes up completely. Make sure you leave a little room, a little opening to look through, because you don't want to miss the movie that you so long to see. You don't want to miss your life. When we come back, we'll be talking about how we all could stand a little bit more badger medicine and a lot more love. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawndivision.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I want to just mention to everyone that we had so many recipients, so many people put their applications in that we had to take a little extra time for the holistic makeover. So what I want to announce is we will be picking the winners March 1st, or announcing the winners March 1st for those of you that submitted your information. And we're thrilled. As we've done before, we really take our time to read through the essays, everything that's been put together. And we want to thank everyone for their time, for their energy, and for their patience. So please bear with us. We are planning to have one of the most incredible holistic makeover initiatives, even better than last year. And, you know, it's part about, we were talking about before, what does it mean to have badger medicine, to have perseverance? There's another side to perseverance. And the other side to perseverance is, you know, persevering but learning along the way. You know, what is it that we can learn along the way? Well, there are lessons that I think every one of us learned. We learned a ton from last year's holistic makeover. First of all, what we learned was that the people that were selected were beyond amazing. That there wasn't any challenge that we put out for them. Their pay it forward projects were magnificent and incredible. And even though there were times where some of them didn't think they were going to be able to complete their agreement, their 3-month initiative to change their lives, they did. And what was it about that? Was it the fear? Was it the unknown? Was it the thought, I can't do this? I've never started a website. I don't know what it's like to start a single moms forum. Or I don't know what it's like to start a leadership council that will send youth over to Africa on an extraordinary journey. Or was it, I don't really know. Can I really create that integrative health center? Can I really do that? Can I really start a consciousness website? Well, the answer became yes to all of those things and more. Because what these winners discovered, what the women found out about themselves is they were really, really ready to do that and much more. And, as a matter of fact, have volunteered and want to be part of this year's makeover to coach the people that get selected this year. And so all of us get to say yes to our lives. We get to say no to some things that don't serve us. And so when I think about the question of perseverance, there's something that doesn't get talked about very often at all. And I've talked about my friend Pete Siegel at the beginning of the show. One of the things I learned from Pete is that sometimes you have to say yes, and sometimes you have to let go. And the letting go, the power of manifestation, is what many of us understand to be the saying yes process. But what do we have to do to step into our lives to say no? What is it that we can learn from this one totem badger about perseverance that will help us move to the next level of our lives? Joining the show today is, as I talked to you before, every day I get to pull a card, and I get to pull a card with my prayer partner and my spiritual buddy, and I believe she's joining us today on the show. Linda, are you there?
Yes.
I was talking about badger energy and badger medicine, and I wanted you to comment because today we spent a lot of time talking about it, and generally we don't spend a lot of time. What was it about badger medicine that, even though the card was for me, what was it that you related to?
Well, I've pulled the badger card myself before, and because of the aggressiveness, which is the word for badger, I go into panic because people have told me that I might be a little too aggressive.
Uh-huh.
But when you read the story about badger, it's a very positive thing because it talks about, well, there's a little saying that goes with badger. It says, until you reach your goal, know the inner power that lives in your soul. So that's a very strong message because you can use the badger medicine in so many different ways. When you read it, it talks about being a gossip, have a chip on your shoulder, and all these negative things. But on the other side of that, there are very, very positive things that talk about badger medicine being the finest healers. They don't give up. They're aggressive enough and manage their expectations to get to the top of their chosen field. So there's a lot of positive things that come with the badger medicine. So when you pull that card, it's like, uh-oh, what's going to happen today? So when we did that today, it was like, uh-oh, because you're not an aggressive person, but you are a very strong person, and that's some of the things that we talked about. It talked about healing, to ensure that there's methods of healing and that you don't give up on the critically ill, that you are the boss. It says that one, a badger is someone that is the boss and that sometimes is feared by others but are very compassionate. They do things to get the job accomplished. They're a source of strength. Let me see. I'm reading down the page here.
So part of this is really looking at how we interpret things. And I love what you said, because this happens all the time. I was sharing the story yesterday of having this amazing two-year-old face-to-face with a 100-pound Rottweiler. And, you know, to sort of watch the tension in the room from all of the adults. And all these two creatures wanted to do was to love each other, to be there, to play, you know, to be part of something. And I was sharing what that energy was like. Neither one of them was willing to give up. And yet there was part of the journey that we got to experience, which was about trust and perception. And so while everybody else in the room had a certain perception of what was going to happen, you know, I finally had to say, you guys just need to ignore this. Because part of the perception was that this dog was too big. It was probably going to maul this two-year-old to death. Or something bad was going to happen. And just like you have the perception that, wow, I always pull this card and I've had a negative response to it because, you know, you've been called aggressive. Out in the journey and the looking at this is there is a different meaning, and that meaning becomes part of our lives. When we come back, we'll be talking about the meaning, what Linda discovered, and talk about how we can bring meaning to the forefront to help us accomplish what it is we want to accomplish. Let's take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, we're having a heartfelt conversation on what it means to persevere. You know, how can we get comfortable with the word aggression? And does it mean something different for men than it does for women? And joining me on the show is my buddy and producer and someone that knows a bit about this. Linda, thank you so much for joining the show today.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about what it means to be somebody that does persevere. You know, we were also talking about fear and how fear shows up in our lives. When you first, you know, read that card and you've had it yourself, there was something about it that, you know, instills a response and reaction. I think both of us know what it's like to be called aggressive, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't, and we've always looked at that and thought, wow, that doesn't feel good. I should not be as aggressive. And yet, what would happen if we looked at some of the top people, CEOs, some of the some of the people that are so very, very visible in the public eye right now, you know, they didn't get where they are by being, you know, passive. So this term aggressive doesn't necessarily mean that you walk on top of people, you walk through them, that you just, you know, force, brute your way through things. It really does mean something else, Linda, in the context of what we learned about the badger medicine, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I think the word aggressive is just, it's a very strong word, and I think it could be more as an assertive versus aggressive, because, in the book it says that aggressive enough to do something about your present state of affairs. And I think if it said assertive enough, because to me that you're moving forward, you're doing something, you're not sitting back. The aggressive is more like you're ready to chop somebody's head off, like you said.
In our society, that's what it's come to mean.
Yes, and I think everyone that I've worked with and worked for use the word aggressive as being a negative, where it really isn't based on what badger medicine is. It's a very positive thing.
Exactly.
Right, because it says it's teaching you to get angry in a creative way and say, I won't take it anymore.
Exactly. And one of the things it talks about is healing as well.
Yes.
You know, and what that means to be aggressive. And you and I both have stories around healing. I know you have stories, you know, you have a journey with your mom that you're going on. But honestly, you actually had to get aggressive to step in and find out the information you needed to find out.
That's very true. Very true. Because doctors don't tell you what you want to know. They just give you a little bit of information. And you have to be assertive enough or aggressive enough to say, okay, I'm not going to take this anymore. What are we doing? How are we going to fix this? How are we going to change it? What do we need to do? And that worked. But it wasn't in a angry or malicious or any of those kinds of things way. It was just very matter of fact. I need to know. What do we need to do? What are we going to do about the situation? And the doctors actually were very good about it, because they started to give us more information on what we needed to do and how we needed to do it. So I used the phrase, I won't take it anymore. We're going to do something about this. So, and we.
Well, when we think about not taking it anymore, we're saying not taking it anymore, meaning we're not going to stand for things that are not working. But what we are going to do is we're going to step out forcefully to make the things happen, to get the answers we want, to ask the right questions, and not give up. One of the things I loved when we were, you know, when I was, you know, listening to you this morning, we were talking about this, is this idea of not giving up, not becoming complacent. And, you know, there's so many things that I could point to that used to be important to me that we would fight for. We would fight for our vacation benefits, you know, and fight is truly the word. We would fight for a time where we knew we'd have medical care or pension. Don't you remember, Linda, when we were creating corporate policy and there was no leave for women to go out and have children? And, you know, women had to stand up and say, we are going to fight for this. We're going to be aggressive about this. I don't know. It seems like we've taken a sleeping pill on some of these issues. And I don't know if it's because we've become more insecure about what our lives are about, or if we've just reprioritized the things that are important to us. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I think some of it has been has changed a little bit as far as what you want and what you don't want. I think the economy has made it more difficult for some of those things, because people are fearful to say too much because they want their job and they need their job. So you become a little complacent about, well, okay, maybe I shouldn't say too much, or, you know, they'll get upset and say I'm trying to cause issues with the company and it's only going to make it worse and then I'll lose my job. So I think that's some of what's happened. I'm not sure what's really going on.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, when we think about these things, but I think all of us can use a little badger medicine, and part of the conversation is to really figure out what it is you want in life. I think we actually have to even be aggressive in refueling our dreams, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It's like, are we sitting on a dream that's actually got absolutely no fuel in the tank? You know, are we sitting on something that we want to do that doesn't have a spark plug that's firing? You know, are we sitting on something that, you know, even if we've got the fuel and we've got the spark plug, the gears are stuck. We can't get moving forward. Isn't that where badger medicine, the aggressiveness, needs to kick in? Otherwise, we're asleep at the switch.
Exactly, because there's a sentence in this about the badger, and it says badger is willing to persist. So, you know, if we get a little lackadaisical or lollygag around about it and not pay attention to it, the badger medicine comes back to say, okay, you need to push forward and not let this go.
All right. We've talked about a number of different things. What did we learn from, you know, this amazing dog and this two-year-old? Well, we learned that there's trust. We learned that there's delight. We learned that there is a love that can be shared, that, you know, many of us as adults move beyond and turned into fear. Not that if you're the owner of the Rottweiler, you're not a little cautious about this two-year-old that's running around. But more importantly, what else did we learn? Well, I'll tell you one thing I learned is take the dark chocolate chips and don't leave them at face level with a 100-pound Rottweiler, because they love chocolate, apparently. The other thing that we can talk about that, you know, is so important for us is, you know, what is it about the badger medicine that Linda and I are talking about today? Is there something that is just not firing within you, but yet you have this dream? Is there something you're afraid of that you absolutely want to push beyond? Call upon badger medicine. When we come back, Linda and I will share our final thoughts for today. And remember, aggressiveness is not a bad word, especially if it's your life that you're attempting to move forward. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance, announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to thank Linda for jumping in and pitching in. And actually, she was a really good softball pitcher in the day, as Benny would say, back in the day. Thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. What a great show. And we've talked about a lot of different things, and here's what I would love to leave you with. And, you know, step into the full aggression of your life. And what that means is don't let someone tell you that taking action on your own behalf, then moving beyond obstacles, but even moving beyond people that would otherwise hold you back. And with the love and the light of this young, beautiful two-year-old Cassidy, with the love and the light, and with the loyalty of the amazing Brandy, step into your life, build a partnership, and form that love with yourself first and then with others. And go out and play. Chase the ball around. Do something that will remind you that you were born into this world of spirit and love and light, and you are still that today. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.